Welcome to your daily devotional for February 3rd. Why Christians should bless Jews. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Now the Lord had said to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Ever since God made his promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the devil and his minions have been hard at work persecuting and seeking to destroy Israel. We see this in Bible times as recorded in the book of Esther, and also more recently in history with Hitler's Holocaust. Some folks today still hate Jewish folks without cause, and these people are often unwittingly being used by the enemy to promote his anti-Semitic doctrines. Recently, anti-Semitic comments have been made on local talk radio. Some folks rail on Jews as scapegoats, and/or they favor nationhood for a Palestinian people when there is no such distinct people or nation in history. And this is always promoted at the expense of Israel. These folks are inviting the curse of God upon themselves, and if they are in political power, the curse upon their nation. Abram, who would later be called Abraham, was promised personal blessing, national blessing, and spiritual blessing. We who love God celebrate our spiritual heritage and recognize the very ancient terms Eber, from which we get Hebrew, and Yehudai, from which we get Jew. All of the families of the earth shall be blessed has come to pass. For Jesus Christ, the divine Savior of all men, was born a Jew in his humanity. And the scriptures which teach us how to find peace and salvation through the living and true God have also been given to us through the human agency of the faithful Jewish people. We recognize that most ethnic Jews are unsaved, for the majority do not believe that their Messiah has come in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. But so too are most Gentiles unsaved as well. So we have good reason to evangelize with loving motivation, even as we recognize the unconditional promise that those who bless the elect nation of Israel, which came from Abraham's loins, so to speak, will be blessed of God.